Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Samach Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Kenny Sharf in honor of his mother's yard site, the Zecher Nishmas Chana Bas Yehuda Halevi Zal. She should be zochet in Aliyas and Neshama through the zchus of our learning, and we thank Kenny very much for the sponsorship. We're starting the fifth parak Hashem today, the fifth parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah is going to discuss what the halacha is in, as far as benefiting from payment that's received for transporting Yayin Nesach. If you move Yayin Nesach from one place to another and the person pays you for doing the work with Yayin Nesach, so is the person going to be allowed to use the payment that he receives? The Gemara is going to have three different explanations as to why it is that the wages should be usher, meaning the Mishnah is going to say that they're usher. So three different explanations why that would be the case. The first two we reject, the third one we accept. Then the Gemara, Derech Agav, is going to mention two explanations of a brisa that's going to tell us that transporting Shemitah produce, that it just cryptically says, Scharan Shvius. The Schar that you get is Shvius. So what does that mean, that Scharan Shvius? Two different explanations. Both of them are going to prove to be viable explanations in that case. Then the Gemara is going on Amud Beis to discuss if schar of stam yenam is also asur bana. Is it only when you get paid for dealing with mamish yayin nesach? What about stam yenam? You get paid for dealing with stam yenam. Is that asur bana? And why the psak is to both, ultimately is going to be to both burn the schar and bury the schar. Normally you have either those that are nisrafin or those things that are nikbarin, but over here it's both. It's nisraf and nikbar. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss whether there's an item that's bartered for peros shvius. You exchange peros shvius for something else. Does that item take on a kedusha status of shmita, kedusha shvius, if it was only given after the peros shvius are eaten? So I give you peros shvius, you're going to give me something in return, but you haven't given me anything in return yet. You eat the peros shvius and then you give me something in return. Does that also have kedusha shvius? And a similar discussion when it comes to esnan zona. A woman gets paid for znus. What if she only gets paid after the znus is over? Does that animal that she gets paid also take on the status of esnan zona, which cannot be brought as a carbon? So let's begin at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, a person hires a worker to work with Yayin Nesach, to help schlep Yayin Nesach, to pour Yayin Nesach from one barrel into another. Scharo Aser, the payment that he gets for that is Aser. Says Rashi, Ovid Chavim Shasachar Yisrael Lassisimo Malach B'Yayin Nesach Lariko Mikli Al Kli. The Ovid Chavim hires him to empty the wine from one kli to another kli, olahavir chavas mimakom lamakom, to schlep the barrel from one place to another place. Ubiyayin nesech mamish ka'amar. Let it be clear, says Rashi, that this discussion is about real yayin nesech, not stam yenam. This is shenis nasech lavodz chavim. The stam yenam mibaylan begemara. We'll deal with stam yenam. That the Gemara is going to ask about. But this is mamish yayin nesach is the subject of our Mishnah. So the schar you get for dealing with yayin nesach, for schlepping yayin nesach, for pouring yayin nesach, that schar is going to be usher, says the Mishnah. Sachru lasus imo malacha acheres. But if the person is hired to do some other job, so you're working for this Ovid Kuchavim, but you're just you're a contractor. You're working on his house. And he just said, you know, the contractor's around. He's normally, he's good at schlepping things. So you say to the contractor, do me a favor. The guy says to the contractor, the Jewish contractor, the role reversal, says, do me a favor. If you can, if you don't mind, schlep that yayin from there to there. So then the halacha is, then whatever you get paid is going to be mutter. It's incidental. You're not really getting paid for the work that you're doing with the yayin nesach. And similarly, if a person rents a donkey in order to be able to, rents a donkey from a Yisrael in order to be able to bring yayin nesach on the donkey, schara aser. The schar for that donkey is going to be aser. The Jew is not allowed to use the payment that he gets for the rental fee, because it was mamish rented just for the sake of transporting Yayin Esach. But sachra leishev aleha, aval pisheiniach avid chavim legino aleha, schara mutter. But if the purpose of the rental was he just wants to use the donkey for normal purposes, but even though he happens to not only transport himself on the donkey, he also puts some Yayin Esach on the donkey, then you're allowed to benefit from the schar of the Yayin Esach. So it's an interesting discussion over here. The Mishnah seems pretty clear, at least when it comes to the Isra of Yayin Esach. Payment you get just for transporting from one place to the other is considered schar of Yayin Esach, and that's going to be asr. So the Gemara wants to know, my time is scharu asr. It's a violation of what when you have that money? It wasn't bartered for the Yayin Esach, so it shouldn't be tofes as damav, really. Meaning this isn't something, it's not someone paid you, it's not that you had Yayin Esach and he paid you for this Yayin Esach. So what exactly is the basis for the isr of using this money that you got paid for schlepping the Yayin Esach? My time is scharu asus. Like we mentioned, the Gemara is going to have three possibilities, but it's going to reject the first two. So possibility number one, Ile mahol the Yayin Esach hasvana, scharu nami asur. Maybe this is part of the Isser Hana of Yayin Esach. That just like Yayin Esach is hasvana, this is called that you're getting Hana from the Yayin Esach, because but for this Yayin Esach, you wouldn't have a job to transport something from someplace, one place to another. So it's going to be, the schar is going to be asur. Says Gemara, but that's not true of other Isser Hana, Hare Orla, Viklea Kerem, the Isurim Bana, Arla and Kilei Akarim are also Asur Bana, Utnan, Machra, V'kidesh, B'dmei, and Mekudeshes. Halach is, if you sell Arla and you're Mekadesh and Isha with the money that you sell that you sold Arla for, or you sell Kilei Akarim and you're Mekadesh and Isha with it, so Mekudeshes, it is considered yours, and apparently you're allowed to use it. So it sounds like although you cannot be Mekadesh with the Arla itself, you can be Mekadesh with the money that you get for the Arla. So not every time you have Nisra Ana does it transfer over to the money. If you look at Tosos, Bidmeya Mekudesha, says Tosos, Mashma Habagufa Arla, also the Kadesh. But clearly it seems from the Gemara that if you're Mekadesh with the actual Arla Peros, it's going to be that you can't do. V'tayim mishum d'las peshav pruta, because the part of the halacha being Mekadesh Nisha is that Yishem is Kadeshes b'kesef shar b'ya, kesef is a shava pruta of kesef. So you can't give her Arla, which is not worth anything, because it's Nisra Ana. So it's Frank Tosos, but wait, v'kasha, b'gufanami yika shava pruta b'shalo k'derech hanasan. Wait a second, even the Arla itself is worth a shava pruta as long as you don't use it b'derech hana'a. If you use it in a way that's not its normal method of getting hana'a from it, so it could have some value. Oba afarin k'deran kolon esrafin afar mutter. Or as long as you burn it, which is what you're supposed to do with it, you can then use its ashes, and the ashes might have some value. If there's enough of it, it might have some value that's worth a pruta, and that you're allowed to use. So why is it so obvious that the Arla Peros themselves you're not allowed to be Mekadesh Nisha with, that it's only the money that the Arla was exchanged for that you could be Mekadesh Nisha with? The Yesh Lomer says, tells us, Kivinch Kozman Shu Be'en, Asra L'machra Min HaTorah, Kamo Kenosra L'Kadesh Bawisha, Davi Kamo Mechira Chashuva. He says, we treat Kiddusha Isha like a Mechira. You're not allowed to sell Peros of Arla, Memele, you're not allowed to be Mekadesh Isha with Peros of Arla. It's treated like a mechira, like a transaction. V'yesh po hana kishe mekadesh asi isha degarmin l'kicha kicha misteyafron v'zelo dami l'kicha disteyafron shorei lichnos po chefetz ol sharanos, that we derive kiddusha isha from kicha kicha misteyafron, just like besteyafron the Avram Avinu could have used that money to buy anything. That money was perfectly fine to use to buy anything, but he bought Maris HaMachpelah with that money. The way you mekadesh nisha is when you're being mekadesh with something that could be used theoretically to buy anything. So that's why it has to be something that you're able, what you use for Kiddusha Isha has to be something that you'd be able to buy other items with as well. It's got to be worth the Shav Pruta, but not only got to be have to be worth the Shav Pruta, it has to be something that you're able to be Lokeach with. But anyway, that wasn't the point of our Gemara. Back to our Gemara, we first thought to say that the reason you're not allowed to use the Schar that you get for transporting the Yayin Esach is because Yayin Esach is Asur Bana. But we see Arla and Kilei Kerem are also Asur Rabbana, and yet the money that you get for them is mutter. So says Gemara Ella, second possibility. This must be an outgrowth of the fact that it's tofes damav like avodah zarah itself. That just like avodah zarah itself, if you exchange the avodah zarah for money, the money itself is also, the money that you get for the avodah zarah is also aser. Yayin nesach is the same thing. Yayin that was nisnasech le avodah zarah, if you exchange it for money, the money becomes aser. So as an outgrowth of that, we don't even allow you to use the money that you get for transporting Yayin Nesach. Says the Gemara, but that doesn't seem to be consistently true by everything that's Tofes as Damav. Vare Shvi is to Tofes as Dameha. Shemitah's also, Shemitah produce is also Tofes as Damav. You exchange Shemitah produce for money. That money also has Kedusha Shviyas. Utnan, Omer Lepoel, Helach Diner Zeh. Lekot libo yerek. If a person says, here's some money, I would like you to, for this money, go and pick a vegetable for me. So a vegetable shmita for me. And that's a lashon of mecher. He says, lekot libo yerek hayom. So that's a lashon of mecher, that when he's giving him the money, he's buying the vegetables. So scharo aser. That money is going to be aser. But lekot li yerek hayom scharo mutter. But if you hire him belashon schirus, you're hiring him to do the avoda of picking the yerek for you. But it's not that you are buying the yerek of shmita from him. He's just doing the avoda for you. Then the schar is going to be mutter. So you see that even though shmita is also tofes as damav, but the schar is going to be mutter. It's only if you say belashon mecher that it's going to be a problem. But you say belashon schirus, it's going to be mutter. Well, in our Mishnah, we're dealing with a case of not a mecher at all. He's not even selling you the yayin. He's just asking you to move it from one place to the other. And yet we're still saying that by the stam yeinam it's going to be aser. Tosfos over here points out in Dibra Maskel Lekot Li Yerek Hayom Scharo Mutter Pirush Tavi Kmo Sachra Lilkot Metzios She'ein Eilu Dmei Perushvius. It's as if you hired him to pick up metzios for you, to pick up things that are hefker, that are just left there for you, and that's not called that it's that the money is being transferred for Perushvius. Vim Tomar Fractosos, but let's take that mashal of a Metzia and see, is that really true? Vim Tomar, he says, Hanich Lamandi Amar, there's a discussion about Metzia, Hamagbia Metzila Chavero, Kana Chavero. If I pick up a Metzia for you, you're automatically Kona, so that makes sense. So when I'm getting paid for the job, I'm not getting paid for the Metzia. The Metzia is your Metzia from the moment I pick it up. Elamandi Amar Dolo Kana Chavero. But if you hold that when I pick up a Metzia for you, you are not automatically kona. Im kein za malaket kanam. So when I'm picking a vegetable of shmita, it's mine, and therefore kshnosan balabais bedinar. When I then give it to you and you're paying me, isn't that you zenimtsa mochlo perushvias? Isn't that exactly a case of selling perushvias? If when I pick up a metzia, it becomes mine, even though I'm picking it up with the intention of giving it to you. So then when you give me money and I give you that metzia, so that's a sale. So how could that be mutter with perushvias? Says Tosos. If he hired you to do a job, it's not stam magbiya metzia. He hired you to do a job, yad pol kiad balabayis dami, and therefore it's as if the balabayis picked up the item himself. Va'od yeshlomar, another possibility. Deshayni hasam da'amar lo kana chaveru atchetavu metzia liyado. V'miyirtza magbiya yachol lezakos makodem shetavu lidei chaveru. That when we say that lo kana chaveru by a magbiya metzia, that means that if I decide to change my mind and not give it to you, I picked up this metzia having you in mind, and then I say, you know what, pretty nice metzia, maybe I'll keep it. So I decide to keep it for myself. I'm allowed to do that. But over here, I have no intention whatsoever of keeping this vegetable for myself at any point in the process. So therefore, I give it to the balabais. He becomes the rightful owner the entire time. It turns out even the mafreya, he was the rightful owner. There is no sale that is going on over here. So back in the Gemara now, so again, we're still trying to figure out, why is it that when I am a porter, I'm just bringing the Yayin Nesach from one place to another, that the payment I get for it is Aser? It can't be a function of the Isra Hana'a Shabo. It can't be a function of the Tofes as Damav Shabo, because we have other Isra Hana'a where this Halacha is not true. Arlo and Kilei Kerem. We have other things that are Tofes as Damav where this Halacha is not true, like Dmei Shviyas. So says Gemara, here's the real answer. Amar Vivo, Amar Biyochanan, Knasu shekansu chacham b'chamarin u'b'yayin esach. This was a special knas that was made dafka in a case of yayin esach and in the case of chamarin. Now the case of chamarin, we'll see in a moment what that is. But dafka, a case of yayin esach. So when it comes to other things that you're not allowed to do schara with, that you're not allowed to do business with, that you're not allowed to even get hana'a from, apparently bringing from one place to another is not going to be part of the issur. I asked Rav Schechter just this year, someone asked me a shayla about someone wanting to be a driver for Uber Eats. Apparently it's much easier to get a license to be a driver for Uber Eats than to be an Uber driver, which doesn't seem that hard to do. Uber Eats means that their restaurants want to have delivery, but they don't want to hire a full-time delivery person, so they Uber the things over to the food over to whoever orders that. So the person's getting paid, the driver for it. So it was a young lady, a student. She figured to make some extra money on the side, whatever, $20 an hour by driving a couple of hours a night or something. But she's going to be going into non-kosher restaurants and delivering non-kosher food. So is there an isser of getting hana'a from all this non-kosher food? It could be basar chalav daraisa. Who knows what's in there? So it might be a violation of an isser hana'a. So Rav Shach said that he immediately said, isn't that the sugya at the beginning of the fifth parak of Avodah Zarah, that it's dafka chumra b'yayin esach when it comes to transporting? Otherwise, transporting is not considered. Is not considered something that would be a violation of an isra hana'a. He said anyway, lechara it's mutter because she's bringing things that are mutter also. Meaning, in any given bag of food, it's not just a cheeseburger. It's usually a packet of ketchup. It's usually a soda. There's something else in there. So he thought anyway, and her payment wouldn't be any different. It's not a function of a percentage of the order. It's a function of the time that she spends or the distance traveled. So since her payment wouldn't change based on the Isurei Hana'a Shebo, he thought it was like what the Mishnah says, that if you're it's incidental, they're paying you for the donkey for other things and they just happen to stick Yayin Nesach in it also, that would be mutter. So he thought based on this sugya that it would be mutter. Okay, so says the Gemara further. Now we just mentioned that it's a knas that we make in two places, by Yayin Nesach and by Chamarin. What's that about? So Yayin Nesach, we just discussed. Chamarin Maihi, what's this halacha of Chamarin that we're referring to? That there's also some sort of knas. So the Tanya, we have a brayse that tells us as follows. HaChamarin Shayosim Melachem Per Shvius, Scharin Shvius. That if someone rents out his donkey to schlep peru shvius, meaning he's a donkey driver and he brings peru shvius from one place to the other. So very cryptically, the Braisa says his schar is shvius. So what does that mean? Is that what's supposed to happen? Is that what my schar and shvius? What does that mean? Two possibilities. Maybe it means that when he gets paid, he can the person who owns all that Shemitah produce can pay him using Perushvias. Normally, Perushvias have a number of restrictions on them. You're not allowed to be Ma'abid Perushvias, you're not allowed to waste it or throw it out or anything like that. You have to dafka eat it. That's why if you have a bottle of wine that says Shemitah wine, Otzer Bezen Shemitah wine, you're not allowed to spill it over the coast and put out by Abdullah and put out the fire with it. You have to drink all of it. You're not allowed to pour out a little extra that's left in the bottle. You have to drink every last ounce of it. But there's another issur perushvius that you're not allowed to do schora with perushvius. You're not allowed to do business with perushvius. So isn't this schora with perushvius? He's hiring the fellow to bring to schlep the perushvius, and he's paying him with perushvius. Nimtza zeporeachov and perushvius v'atora amra liachla v'lo l'schora. It turns out that he's being poreachov with perushvius, and the Torah says no. Liachla v'lo l'schora. You're not allowed to do schora with perushvius. There's a shaila in poskim. What if you're not allowed to be poreachov? What about giving mishloach manos with perushvius? So is that considered a violation of being poreachovo? Because you have a chiyuv to give mishloach manos, not a chov toward that person though. It's tam. You have a mitzvah. So can you be poreachovo as far as doing a mitzvah with something that with perushvius? So generally speaking, the poskim are makel with that. But what if someone comes to your house and delivers you shalach manos? So now you have not an absolute chov, but it's impolite to not reciprocate, to not give mishloach manos back. So can you be pare? Is that called pare chovo with perishvi? So that's a more elaborate discussion in the poskim, whether that's considered to be pare chovo. It's like an understood chov, perhaps, to give back with perishvis. Okay, the ella. So says Gemara, another possibility, second possibility of what it means, scharan shviyas, the kadosh scharan bikedusha shviyas, that whatever he pays you with, he's not going to pay you with the pair of shviyas, he'll pay you with something else, but whatever he pays you with, that takes on the status of kedusha shviyas. Says Gemara, is that true? Mi kadosh? Does it really take on the status of kedusha shviyas? Vatanya, ha'omer lepoel, helech dinozel, lekot liyarek hayom, scharo muter, lekot liyarek bo hayom, scharo aser. Didn't we just learn before that it all depends whether you use a lashon mecher or a lashon of schirus? But if you use a lashon of schirus, where I'm just hiring you to do this job, it's not a lashon of a mecher that I'm selling you anything, so then scharo muter, it's going to be totally muter. So why would it be the box just changes the order of these two phrases over here? But the point is that whenever it's a lashon of schirus, it's scharo muter. So right now we have this brisa that tells us that if someone does malacha with peiros shviyas, we just have this brisa that says scharan shviyas, and where we stand right now, we have no explanation for what that means, because both possibilities have been rejected. So now the Gemara is going to tell us both possibilities can be brought back. They are both real possibilities. We do not have to reject either one of these possibilities of what it means, schar and shviyas. So Amar Abaye says, li olam yavinu l'schar mi peiro shviyas. Let's go back to possibility number one. You can actually get paid from the peiros shviyas itself. You're schlepping 10 bushels of Shemitah wheat from one place to the other. He could pay you with 3 bushels of that very wheat. Didn't we learn, liachlov lo l'schora, you're not allowed to do business with peiros shviyas? He figures a way, it's tzad heter, to give it to you. Says Rashi, tzad heter matnas chinam. He gives it to you in a way that's clearly a matnas chinam that doesn't look like schora of shviyas. And we'll see in a moment how you do that, how you pull off such a trick. He's doing work for you, you're paying him with this very produce. How does that look like it's a matnas chinam? So kiditnan, the Mishnah tells us, lo yomar adam l'chavero, if let's say you have Meiser Sheni produce, you're not allowed to go tell someone, do me a favor, schlep all this Meiser Sheni produce to Yerushalayim for me, and as a reward for doing that, as payment for doing all the schlepping, for doing the shipping of the produce from Yerushalayim, from here to Yerushalayim, so I will give you a chelek of the produce. As Rashi says, shetitol sham chelek bem da'asu lefra chovo mi Meiser Sheni. You're not allowed to pay back a chov from Meiser Sheni. So even though the guy's going to eat it in Yerushalayim also, I mean, he's not going to be in violation of the Kedushas Meiser Sheni. The halacha is Meiser Sheni produce has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. That's what this guy's going to do. He's going to eat in Yerushalayim. But I'm paying him a chov. I owe him money for schlepping, for bringing all the stuff for me. So I cannot pay the chov with the Meiser Sheni produce itself. Aval! But here's how to do it by Derech Heter. So whatever we're going to say by Meiser Sheni is Derech Heter, we're going to allow by Shvius as well. Aval! Omer lo ha'leim li'ochlam l'shtosam Yerushalayim. But you can say, bring this to Yerushalayim and we'll share it when we get there. I mean, we'll have a suda together, we'll enjoy it together when we get there. So that doesn't look like it's b'derech piron chov. That's more we're giving a matnas chinam. We're just sharing the food with each other when we get there. So that's what you could do with the shviyas as well. If a person hires someone to schlep their shemitah produce from one place to another, so then they can share that shemitah produce that was schlepped from one place to the other. The bottom tosos in Samach Beis and Aleph, the avner lebitzad heter frek tosos vim tomar. Even the avle b'tzad heter mar yiri depol l'melsim per shviyas halalim afilu ayosim lach acharisim matar l'parim per shviyas. Why does it matter that he's actually schlepping the per shviyas? If they're doing a b'tzad heter, they're doing it in a way that it appears like a matnas chinam, which means they're just sitting down together and enjoying the food together. So then, why does it matter that he was schlepping shopping Shemitah produce, even if he's doing some other job. Says Tosfos Yeshomer Dafka B'Shoshan Amalacha B'Peru Shvius Atzman Oz Enu Nira Kenosin Schar Masha Parum B'Peru Shvius. The only way to make it not look like you're paying him for with Peru Shvius is if he was working with Peru Shvius, because it's like, you know, you're taking the stuff that you're going to benefit from yourself, so it's you're just helping to bring the food over to the meal that you're both eating together. So that's when it's going to be mutter. But if I'm shopping something that has absolutely nothing to do with the Peru Shvius, and then all of a sudden this guy is giving me Peru Shvius, that's not going to look good. That's too obvious that that's schara, that he's getting schar from Peru Shvius. Mishumachi nakaras malacha Peru Shvius the halim laachlim dafka the domeshem shel shneim yachad liachla. It looks like it belongs to both of them when I'm shopping the Peru Shvius and then we're eating it together. Avalosa b'malacha acheres yachli yeshuvasu domeshapir schar malacha. But I'm going to do some other work and then you're going to pay me with Peru Shvius. No, that doesn't smell right. That's something that we're concerned. Yeah. Is going to be problematic. Okay, so that was how to bring back the first explanation of what it meant that schar and shvius. But then we had a second explanation what it means schar and shvius. Rava Amar li olam de kadosh b'kedusha shvius. That really it's kadosh with kedusha shvius. Meaning schar and shvius means I'm schlepping a bunch of shmita wine from one place to another. He pays me with wheat. That wheat was not Shemitah, it did not have Kedush Shvius, but now it does. Because it was a payment in exchange for schlepping Shemitah produce, it takes on Kedush Shvius. But didn't we say that as long as you say it, b'derech schirus, it's mutter, it doesn't take on Kedush Shvius? Normally, a worker who's working with the fruits, you're right, it wouldn't take on Kedusha Shvius because the profit margin is not that great for a poel. He gets paid some nominal sum. But apparently, the shipping business, you make a lot of money. So since by chamarin, since by porters and people who schlep with rent out their donkeys to schlep from one place to another, that apparently is a great, they get a tremendous profit margin, and therefore the Rabbanan made a knas. This is a special knas that the Rabbanan made. Then why in our Mishnah are we so machmir? Because after all, you're a poel, you're just moving from one place to another. So the chumra di yayin nesach shayni. We're going to be extra machmir when it comes to yayin nesach. That we're gonna aser the payment that you get because of the special chumras of yayin nesach. If you look at Tosos Chamarin de Nafesh Igrayu Pirush Baravchi Tfei V'Domu Tfei L'Schora, that since you're making more money, it looks more like a schora that you're getting from it. You know, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Reish Sadi Dalid in Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch writes that you say Havdalah in Chonin Adas, right, the Masai Shabbos, and if you forget and you didn't say Havdalah in Chonin Adas, it's okay. Finish the Shemona Esrei, you'll say Havdalah ala kos later, you'll be able to Havdalah. What if you forgot Havdalah Chonin Adas, before you said Havdalah ala kos, you ate. You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, but you didn't say any Havdalah yet, you ate. Then, says Shulchan Aruch, you have to go repeat Shemona Esrei and say Havdalah again, if you ate before Havdalah. So Mishnah Berurah says, even though when Tov Achol Kodem Havdalah, you could be Mavdil Acher Kach, it doesn't take away your ability to say Havdalah when you eat before Havdalah. But over here, you made a mistake in Tefillah, consistently. We make a Knas, they have to go back and be Mispalil to be Mavdil B'Tefillah. So what would be if it was the opposite? Zilberstein raises the question, what would be if it was the opposite? Person says Birch Samazon at Shalosh Shudis, and then he eats after Tzeisach Chavim before he daven Mariv, and then he daven Marivs and he forgets Atuchan Antanu. Do we make a Knas in that case as well? So how far do we go with these Knasos? So Zilberstein discusses it in this context over here, you know, because we're talking about various Knasos Shekhan Sucham, that only when a Hefsid is large or when the Schar is going to be large do we make a Knas. Rabbi Weinberger last night, the Hasidish Rebbe from Jamaica State, said the only reason I'm mentioning this is because Rav Zilberstein mentions it on this daf, but he brought up this halacha last night. He says, what's going to happen in two Matzoy Shabbos from now? We're having a Seder, and a person, let's say, forgets Vatodienu in Shemona Esrei, right? So the halacha is that you're supposed to So if you forget, okay, no. So you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, right? It's like you forget Atochen Antanu. So you'll say Havdalah, and a person is holding by Karpas, and he realizes that he didn't say Havdalah. He said he was just reading from the Haggadah, and he didn't say Havdalah. So now what do? Do you go back to Shemoneh Esrei? You're holding by Karpas already. You already said Kiddush in the middle of the Seder. Do you go back to say Havdalah? Okay, an interesting discussion. I assume someone's Shabbos Haggadah is Rasha, not mine. But okay, so I don't know what mine is. Maybe it will be mine. We'll see. So says the Gemara now. Samach Beis and Beis. So we're at the two dots. Ibayiluhu. Scharo l'stamien and mahu. What if you weren't hired for Yayin Nesach? You were hired to move around Stamienim. So what would be the status of the payment you get for the Stamienim? Mi Arminim Kivin Di Yisur Chamer Ke Di Yayin Nesach Scharo Nami Asur. Do we assume that since Stamienim we treat with the Chumra of Yayin Nesach, that it's Asur Bahana like Yayin Nesach, so the Schar is also going to be Asur, a function of the Yisur Hana? Or do we say, no, Stam Yenam doesn't have the Tumah of Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach is Tameh Kemes, whereas Stam Yenam is only Kesheretz. So we see that it's more Kal than Yayin Nesach, so maybe as far as the Schar is concerned, it should also be more Kal. So the Gemara is going to deal with that Shaila, but before we get to the answer, look at Tosos. Scharu l'stam yenam mahu, l'chartila vaday osu l'staka b'stam yenam. The Shaila is not whether it's a profession for a nice Jewish boy to do, to get schar from stam yenam. Because I'm real el, the lo shari lidrochim ha'ovid chavim begas, ilo tzaydi liyadei. You're not allowed to even be dorech together with the Ovid Chachavim in the wine press unless his hands are tied. Certainly, this is not something that a person is supposed to do. The question is whether the schar is mutter or not. David Lichtenstein was just asking me about gun control in halacha. So he said, "Is a Jew allowed to own a gun shop?" So I said, "Probably not. Probably the Avod Zarah Tesvav that the levels of the gun laws in this country are probably not on par with what we expect in terms of making sure that that weapons don't get into the wrong hands." So he said, "So if someone who owns a gun shop gives money to your shul, you're not going to accept the money?" You know, always like, put your money where your mouth is. Maybe yeah, maybe no, but those are two different halachas. Meaning, what lechatchila one is allowed to do, and whether the schar from that is aser, are not necessarily the same. So the Tosfos just points out over here the shaila is not about lechatchila. Is this a good way to do? The shaila is what can you do? What can you do with the? Can you benefit from the money afterwards, after the fact? So says Mar Tashmal, bring a maisa that will answer this question. Du gavra da agar arve l'stam yenam. I rented out his boat for stam yenam. Yavu le chiti beigra, and he got wheat as payment for the boat rental. Instead of paying in cash, they gave him wheat as payment for the boat rental that was going to be used to transport the stam yenam. So asal kamed Rav Chista, they went. They asked the shaila to Rav Chista, "What about this wheat? Are we allowed to use this wheat?" Amale zil kalinu vikavrinu, burn the wheat and bury it. Vilemele badrinu. What would you burn it and bury it? Why don't you just scatter it? You can't just scatter it. Someone's going to find it and they're going to use it. And so you certainly can't just do that. Okay, but at least burn it and scatter it. Why do you have to burn it and bury it? It could then be used as zevil. It could be used to as manure on fields. You can't do that. So says Gemara, okay, but why not bury it as is? Bury it intact. Milo Tnan, Echad Evin Sheniskalba, Vechad Shenitla Alav, Vechad Saif Shenaragba, Vechad Sudur Shenechnachba, Kulam Nikbar Nimo. The kalim that a Beis Din uses to kill people with, that Chayavim Yisus Beis Din are killed with, are Asabana. So what do they do with those kalim? They don't burn them and bury them, they just bury them. So apparently it's good enough for those kalim that the Beis Din uses to kill people. Why isn't it good enough for the payment that you get for Stam Yenam. Just bury it. Says Mar Hasan to Kakavri Bebedina. Now over there they're burying it in Bezdin, and therefore Mucha Milsa Daruge Bezdin Inu. Anyone who finds it will realize that this was clearly used for Aruge Bezdin and it's Asubana. Hachalo Mucha Milsa. Over here it's not so Muchach that it was for Aruge Bezdin, that it was something that's Asubana. Someone's just going to find wheat buried in the ground. Amar, what are they going to logically assume? Inishkana, Vaisi Kavra Hacha, that someone must have stolen this wheat. He was trying to hide it somewhere. So he buried it over here, but I have no reason to assume that it's Yisuri Hana'a, and therefore you have to burn it and then bury it. Either one alone is not going to be good enough. Now a couple of Tosos in over here. If you look at Tosos, the Agar La'arbe L'Stam Yenam, the guy rented out his boat for Stam Yenam, says Tosos Tema, Mayrai Mevi Me'arba L'Po'el, Shain Yasum, Nafish Igre Dami L'Chamarin. Didn't the Gemara just make a distinction between a Po'el who does work, does manual labor, versus someone who rents out transport vehicles to move things from one place to the other, that when it's moving things, then it's harvacha is great, the profit is very great, and therefore it's going to be usher. So we asked if you're a poel on Stam Yenam, can you benefit from the payment? That's a very small amount of payment, less chance that there's a knas, and we're bringing a raya from a case of renting out a boat, which apparently is the shipping business is a big business, where we're much more likely to be kones, says Tosos Yeshlomar, Kilohaya. They're shipping and they're shipping. You know, sometimes shipping business is a big business, but sometimes it's just a ferry ride right across a river or something. That's not a big business. So that would not be something that would be subject to the larger knas. Then the next Tosos, the Kalin of Livderinu, we said that you got to burn it, and what meaning? Why not just burn it and scatter it? Why is it that you have to burn it and bury it? Pirush Belobe Kivri, Umeshani Asi Lizavlo, the Vahadlo Hada Parak for the Kalin of Livderinu, Be Kivri. So why didn't the Gemara push a little further and say, okay, so burn it and scatter it in a Beis HaKvaros? Dasam Lo Shayech Asi Lizvule, because no one is going to be Mizavel a Beis HaKvaros, then they're not growing things in a Beis HaKvaros. Dechsivi Ashlecha Safar al Kever Bnei Ha'am. That apparently the idea that a Beis HaKvaros is Asur Bahana is only in the Kever Binyan, but the ground of a Beis HaKvaros is not Asur Bahana. When people are buried underground, the ground is not Asur Bahana, and therefore there is a concern if you would burn it and scatter it in a Beis HaKvaros that it would be used as Zevel, because the ground itself is Mutar Bahana. So says Tosos, and the next Tosos, Asi Lizvule, the reason you can't just scatter is because people will use it as Zevel, Vim Tomar, Mabekach, Hafaskin Lot Rabbi Yossi, Domer Zev Zagorim, Mutar. This is a Sugya that's Neval Dezara Sugya and a Psachim Sugya. What if you have Zevizagorim? There are multiple causes for the growth that's going to come out. So even if you do use it as manure, it's not the only thing that's causing the the growth. So shouldn't, if you say like Rabbi Yossi that Zev Zegorim is mutter, shouldn't this be mutter as well? Says Tosas Yerushalmi Shel Chachili Yishlach Shadivrebon Shacholkun Lavdami Af. Who nasa zevel? That we have to be choshish for the shita of the Rabbanan as well, that zevzegorim is going to be aser. And then a last Tosos before we move on, Tosos raises the question, where the Gemara says, why not just take the wheat as is and bury it as is? Says Tosos im tomer maishna mikol hanikvarin. The chashuv perak beis de tamura shar niskol vegalarufa eseir nazil v'kol de kavri beinayu. Af below Bei Kivri, the whenever it comes to any other item that requires burial, so we allow it to be buried be'en. We don't require burning it and then burying it. So it says also Yeshlomer Kivin Shein Derech Likbar Basar V'Seyar Mucha Milsa. You know, you know what? You're burying a Sharaniskal. You're burying hair of a Nazir. Those aren't normal things to bury. If anyone would ever find those things, they would realize it's not that a ganav stole them. Who buries meat in the ground? Who buries hair in the ground? They're not going to think a ganav stole them and put them away. Aval Chiti Ein Kvurasim Muchachas. Dikal memory in Shkan of Kavar. But when it comes to wheat, the fact that it's buried is not megala anything. Says then you should bury it with a little bit of depth in the ground. It shouldn't be totally shallow because we want to make sure that no one looks to try to dig it up afterwards. There's a Rav Zilberstein raises the shaila. I guess with this we'll close. A person buys a chelik in the Beis HaKvaros, and when he dies and they come to bury him, the Chevra Kadisha finds some gems hidden in the ground. So the shaila is, when he bought that chelik in the Beis HaKvaros, we assume chaser shalom konel shalom midaito. If you find gems in the ground, you have every right to assume Inish Ganav came, was trying to hide it. So this is where the guy hid it. He hid it in the Beis HaKvaros. So do we assume that the chaser shalom is konel shalom midaito? So he quotes a chiddush from Rav Nissim Karelitz. Rav Nissim Karelitz says, when a person buys a kever, he buys a makom likvura. He doesn't buy a place that he owns for any other purpose other than kvura. And maybe in such a case, we would not say that chaser shel adam is konel shalom midaita. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Beit Rabbi Yanai on the bottom of Samach Beis and Beis.